City officials have big plans for Aurora Avenue North. They've designated some parts of the aging highway as urban villages, dense, walkable neighborhoods near transit. But Aurora has a long way to go before it looks anything like a village. Joshua McNichols is with KUOW's Region of Boom team. He brings us this story from 98th and Aurora.
This is Sianna DeRamo. She lives one block off Aurora, and she's a runner, and she trains almost every day.
Feels good to run.
On Saturdays, she puts in like 6 to 10 miles. To get a really long run in, she says she has to jog on Aurora for a little bit. This is what she sees when she runs there.
Needles everywhere, really loud.
And the sidewalks?
They're not really sidewalks. They just literally go right into the road. I just feel like there's so much lost opportunity.
Somewhere along the way, she puts in her earbuds and pulls up one of her favorite songs. And as she runs, she imagines a different Aurora.
I see desirable shops. I see less garbage. I see no condoms or needles. I just see a lot more green. I have high hopes for 99. I think it's going to become a really beautiful place, at least in my mind's eye.
DeRamo is part of a group that's trying to make this strung-out neighborhood feel like a community. She wants it to live up to its name, the Aurora Licton Springs Urban Village. Here's somebody who wants to help, Daniel Stoner. He's a developer with a project under construction there.
When we bought this lot in 2014, it was a vacant lot with a huge dirt pile on it, with no activity other than drug deals and prostitution.
Here's what Stoner is building instead, a new sidewalk, a coffee shop, and a beehive of an apartment building filled with over 100 micro-apartments that'll rent for around $1,000 a piece. Now, this property on Aurora, it's a straight shot from here to South Lake Union, so Stoner expects his building will attract Amazon employees. But by Amazon employees, he means people who work in Amazon's cafeterias and as security guards. Stoner says there are three big reasons he can keep his rent so low. Here they are. One, the apartments are small. Most are 230 square feet. That's about the size of the three walk-in coolers at the Cheesecake Factory. Two, because the building's in a designated urban village, he doesn't have to build parking spaces, which are really expensive. And three, come on, this is Aurora, an area Stoner calls neglected.
We're not paying the land costs of a Capitol Hill or South Lake Union or Green Lake. We can make this work here, and we believe it's the leading edge of the spear to try and transition this neighborhood.
But not everyone's ready to embrace this kind of change. Sharon Holt lives in the neighborhood, and she's very into the urban village thing, don't get me wrong. But she's not wild about Stoner's micro-housing project, and there's one big reason.
There's not enough parking. There's not enough parking. And we were told by the microhousing developer that, oh, the folks that live here won't have cars. Well, they do have cars.
She knows this because she's seen it at other microhousing projects. Seattle is not alone in trying to bring down the cost of housing by relying more on transit than cars. It's a recognized strategy around the world. Just look at where nonprofit organizations like to build their subsidized affordable housing projects. Like just the other day, Washington Senator Maria Cantwell was here in Seattle. She was here to promote a funding increase that she won for affordable housing. Anyway, the location she chose for her press conference was a housing project in an urban village on Aurora Avenue North. Here's how she thinks about it.
Instead of trying to build affordable housing way out in a rural community where people would have to travel a long way to get to the workplace.
Build the affordable housing along corridors like Aurora, she said, where there's already transit, which gives you access to other services too.
And that's what really makes it work.
Making it work might mean putting up with some competition for parking. Neighbors are going to have to decide whether that's okay in order to turn Aurora into a place where people want to live or even go for a run. On Aurora, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.